Hi, this is Ana Luisa, and you're listening to Inglês Online Podcast. To read the transcript of this audio, go to inglesonline.com.br and type Como digo inglês, outro, os outros, into the search box. So, last week, Adriana sent me a question about another, other, others, and the others. And I thought it would be a good idea to talk about that in a podcast. So let me start with another. I guess the most common way to use another is when we say another one or another person, another car, another woman, etc. Another is basically the same as outro or uma outra in Portuguese. In many cases, it means one more. Example, I'll have another cup of coffee, thanks. That means you've already had one or more cups of coffee and you want to have one more cup of coffee, like one more cup of coffee in addition to the cups that you have already had. So you say, I'll have another cup of coffee. Sometimes it simply means outro or uma outra, like in Portuguese. Example, people have different opinions about television. One popular opinion is television is just entertainment. Another opinion is television isn't a good thing. In this case, I could have said another one is television isn't a good thing because it was clear that one corresponds to opinion. So it means another opinion. Another opinion is, another one is. There's a way to use another that doesn't correspond exactly to the way we use outro or uma outra. I'll give an example. I haven't finished my report yet. I will probably need another 3 days to finish it. You could think of it as another period of 3 days. But it's common to say another 3 days. Another example. One more example. Another example. I have spent $200 on my site, but it still doesn't work. I will have to spend another $300 to make it work. So, this may sound strange to our Brazilian ears at first, but you get used to it. So, when do you use the other instead of another? Well, that's actually simple. Think of how you choose between outro and o outro in Portuguese. You say o outro when you know which outro you are talking about. That's the other. So, let's say if you have a blue shirt and an orange shirt in front of you, and someone asks you, do you want to wear the orange shirt? You could say, no, I want the other shirt. I want the other one, or I want the other shirt. If you wanted some other shirt, but you didn't know which shirt exactly you wanted, you could say, I want another shirt, or I want another one. So, more examples. My cousins like horror movies. The other people in my family like comedies. Here, I'm saying the other people in my family. It's very well defined. I'm kind of including the entire group of other people in my family. I'm saying the other people. If I said instead, My cousins like horror movies. Other people in my family like comedies. Here, I'm saying that there are people in my family who like comedies. Other people. Maybe some people in my family like comedies, but not all the other people. Another example. One more example. At my friend's dinner, there was a vegetarian dish. The other dishes included meat. The other dishes. That communicates all other dishes. If I said, there was a vegetarian dish. Other dishes included meat. I am just saying that there were other dishes that included meat. I'm not defining all the other dishes as including meat. That's very much like Portuguese. Now, others and the others. Others can mean other people, other examples, other students, etc. And the others can mean the other people, the other examples, the other students, etc. What's the difference? So, let's hear some examples. In my group of friends, I like chocolate ice cream and the others like vanilla ice cream. Here, I'm saying that in my group, I'm the only one who likes chocolate ice cream. The others in the group, all the other people, like vanilla ice cream. If I said instead, others like vanilla ice cream, I'm just saying that there are other people in my group who like vanilla ice cream. Others like vanilla ice cream. Other people. Some other people like vanilla ice cream. Do you see the difference between the others like vanilla ice cream and others like vanilla ice cream? One is very definite. The other one is more vague. We don't know how many other people like vanilla ice cream. Others like vanilla ice cream. So, what are your examples?